This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. We want to talk now about alternative payments. That's all the ways you can spend money without using cash. Credit and debit cards are the biggest, but there are plenty of new options. Joining us now to talk about what they can do for us is Adrian Hill, who's hosting Marketplace Money this weekend. Hi there, Adrian.
Hey, Mark.
So we're starting to see some of these hit the mainstream. I did see that my drugstore the other day, they would allow me to pay with Google Wallet if I so chose. Now, what do these things offer to people that they can't already do with credit cards?
Well, what we're really talking about here, Mark, are mobile devices for the most part. A lot of this stuff is mobile money transfer, mobile payments. So instead of pulling out your wallet and maybe shuffling through your cards and having stuff fall out, which happens to me all the time, you just pull out your phone, you touch it up to the device in the drugstore, you pay for it automatically. There's no shuffling of things.
Now, Adrian, this argument about a phone being somehow more convenient than reaching into your wallet, I mean, do you buy that? Like, it just seems like regardless, you're going to have something in your pocket and pull something out or take something out of your handbag. I just don't know how this is more convenient than swiping a credit card.
Well, and there are a lot of questions about that. And I think that's one reason that maybe we haven't seen the adoption of these technologies that we'd expected to see so far. There are arguments people make that actually, if done right, this technology could not only be our smart card, but it could also be the sort of drugstore loyalty card, or it could be a punch card at the coffee shop. And so there you can start to see how it could be more convenient.
Okay, so let's say you want to try this, you want to pay with your phone, but it can be really overwhelming because there are so many different services out there and not all of them work at every store. So how do you choose a system that could work for you?
Well, it's complicated. All these companies are sort of fighting for market share and fighting to be the next big thing. And I think the first decider has to be what kind of phone you have, because not all phones support all the technologies that are out there.
And, you know, sometimes people will talk about credit cards and these new alternative payments as if cash is dead, but that's just not the reality, though, is it?
No, that's the favorite thing I learned when I was looking into this. And hat tip to the Washington Post Wonk blog on this. But the amount of currency in circulation actually reached an all-time high at the end of last month.
Okay, Adrian Hill with Marketplace Money. Thanks very much.
Thank you.